Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A fire north of Mountain View early this morning gutted the VFW building. The building is located on Highway 5914 between Mellon's store and the Jimmy Driftwood Barn. Mountain View Fire Chief Kurt Decker said when firemen from the Mountain View and Allison Sillamore departments arrived, fire had already spread throughout the building's interior. He said the blaze was contained to the VFW building, which was gutted. Decker said the origin of the fire is unknown at this time, but is being investigated by the Arkansas State Police. The VFW is in the same vicinity as the Foothills Baptist Church, which was burglarized last weekend, with thieves making off with over $4,000 in cash and checks. Two natural gas companies have agreed to temporarily suspend use of injection wells at the Central Arkansas site where earthquakes keep occurring. Oklahoma City-based Chesapeake Energy and Clarity Operating of Little Rock told the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission today that they have halted operations of the wells near Greenbrier and Guy, pending the panel's next regular meeting on March 29th. The commission says there is likely a link between the injection wells and the repeated earthquakes in the area. On Sunday, a magnitude 4.7 quake rocked the area, the strongest Arkansas earthquake in 35 years. The area of northern Faulkner County has had more than 800 earthquakes in the last 6 months. The companies use the high-pressure wells to dispose of wastewater from natural gas drilling. Two adults and two children suffered injuries or smoke inhalation or both in a house fire Thursday afternoon on Cedar Drive at Southside. Independence County Deputy Sheriff Sean Stevens said the Southside Fire Department was on the scene when he arrived shortly before 2 o'clock. One of the house's occupants, Donna Lynn Carlisle, said they heard a pop, and when she checked in the front of the house, she saw flames leaping from the front porch area. Carlisle said she hurried to get everyone out of the house, her daughter, Lisa M. Van Winkle, and her two children, a one-year-old and an infant. In the process, Carlisle suffered burns, as did one of the children. Stevens said the other child and Van Winkle suffered smoke inhalation. All were treated at the White River Medical Center. Southside's Assistant Fire Chief Chris Tolan said it appears the fire may have started as a result of an electrical malfunction of a food freezer that was located on the front porch. Tolan said it appears the house was a total loss. And a 40-year-old Reed Wade Road man in Independence County was arrested for DWI and leaving the scene of an accident. Police say he apparently backed into a gas pump at T-Mart No. 12 on Batesville Boulevard, damaging the pump and a pole adjacent to it. Deputies also investigated a break-in and theft at the James Summer residence on Camp Dakota Road. Deputies say sometime this week someone broke into the shop building, stole a four-wheeler, a three-wheeler, a battery, a number of hand tools, and a set of loading ramps, all valued at over $5,400. And that brings you right up to date.